as a millennial, why is your contract saying 8 hours, 9 to 5, and then you'll come at 8:30 and then leave at 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. I just want to understand that.
Another thing I guess I notice about you guys.
Yeah.
You guys are fearless. Such incredible confidence that I think us millennials, maybe we take time to build. I don't know if you do you have trouble with friendships, like creating new connections?
Everybody, welcome to another episode of Speaking of Gen Z. I'm your host, Michelle Namasaka, and today I am joined. Wait, first of all, it's Speaking of Gen Z podcast. I have to just sprinkle that in there.
Is it and
yeah, definitely. So I'm joined with a guest today, a perfect millennial, the perfect millennial. Velma. Wapishangwenandere mwanakelele. What's up, baby girl?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm karibu. Fantastic. I don't know about perfect millennial. Maybe
but
good
you are. Just say yes. Okay, so yes, thanks. I am.
So I take it. Thank you.
Yeah, please tell us your name, what you do, if you are married. Here we talk about that and okay. Yeah, because you never know who's listening.
So, as you've heard, my name is Velma.
Velma B.
Velma Barasa. Apana Velma. Okay. Barasa.
So.
Velma Barasa. I'm not the perfect millennial. Mm. Far from being perfect. But I'll take the compliment from Michelle. And I'm excited to be here. Thank you for having me. I am not married. I'm single.
Okay. So talked after pale kwa DM. Listen, you said I'm far from perfect and it gave Jesus. Okay, not Jesus, but it gave like church. Like it gave I'm not perfect. Uh-huh. You are not perfect. Only Jesus is perfect. Yes. Can I hear an amen? Hallelujah. Woo. This girly here, uh-huh. Probably you're watching her on YouTube or you're listening on radio mm-hmm. or Spotify. Mm-hmm. She has dreads, first of all. Uh-huh. And her skin is clear. OMG, I'm so jealous. And she looks so young. If we put Velma and I in one room and ask you, so how old does Velma look? Who looks older here? Mm-hmm. Chances are, I'll definitely. People will say, please drop your comments because it's true. We've gotten, I have gotten it a lot. People ask me, how old you are, by the way? And I tell them, she's like, really? I thought she was a Gen Z. Anyway, before that, we're talking about differences between millennials and Gen Z. Like, what's up? What's the fuss? There's so many, and we just want to delve into that conversation and just have that talk from a millennial, Velma B, and a Gen Z, Michelle N. Can we get it? So, we had talked about how young you look. Mm. You guys, millennials, actually do look younger.
Absolutely young. Yeah.
I really want to know what's going on.
Mimi, I don't know. If you find the answer...
Girl, don't gatekeep. Mimi, nataka Siri.
I promise. I don't know. I'd like to say maybe it's the stress that's keeping us healthy.
No. Okay.
I don't know if that makes sense.
But
we're so busy running around and doing all these things. I don't know. But I've heard that a lot. That
there
millennials
is.
look a little bit more younger than Gen Z. I don't know why.
And you know what? There's actually research behind that.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
They say, kumbe, Gen Zs are looking older because of the stress they go through. So the stress I'm talking about is, because you know, as we've grown up with phones, like the minute we started eating, we had our phones there, right there with us, you know. Mm-hmm. And they attributed it to social media pressure. So that kind of stress. Also, lifestyle. Under lifestyle, there is food. Mm-hmm. So there's this GMO thing. Kumbe, as you've been eating, like, genetically modified
food. So you've been eating a lot
food.
Of genetically modified
exactly. Food. Exactly. And that, those foods actually make you age faster. And you guys haven't been doing that.
Okay, but I'm wondering, yeah. I don't know. Because for me, maybe I'll say for myself. Mm-hmm. Number one, honestly, just jeans. My grandmother was tiny as hell.
Yeah. You know?
She was so small. She was as small as I am. I know I'm small. I'm like 4'11".
Oh my God, you're 4'11". Yes. I keep forgetting
so
that.
So she was as tiny as I was.
And wait, 4'11".
Yeah. I think another thing is, I don't know if it's the same for you, because you mentioned lifestyle.
Yeah.
So for us, you know, we grew up on ugali, managu, right, and such stuff. That was basically what fed us, by the way. So really, like, we would get, like, kina chips and all these things as treats. You know, but I guess things have changed. I'm just used to it. Even in my own house,
yeah,
ugali managu. I search for Kenyan food everywhere.
It's the fact that I see you eating ugali and managu, and I'm like, where? Mina inakula chipo. Nimetoka KFC ama Sanford kunona chipo.
Yeah.
And you're having ugali, fish, and managu. Yes. I'm like, girl.
Yes.
What's
we're all
going
about
on?
That healthy living.
And it's the thing, it's a fact that it's inborn. Like, you do it so effortlessly. Yeah. Like, you don't even think about it much. No. Like, oh, I need to get healthy, so let me kula ugali. And it's just in you.
Tumezoea tu. Mazoea. Honestly.
So you are getting, like, this, these snacks or these foods, we are talking about the junk, as treats.
Yeah.
They're not like in your timetable for like a balanced diet. So Monday mtakula ugali, Friday especially, ama Sunday mkula chipo.
What are those days? Those days, you know, chipo used to be 20 bob.
Yeah.
And then it used to be
a lot. Okay, I don't know why I said yeah.
Even me, I was wondering, why are you there?
Girl,
yeah,
I wanted you there? To chill.
She was not there.
But me, I remember our chip was being like 50 bob.
Okay, now me, I remember it being 20.
I'm sorry.
20. I feel like we're in a battle of who's
bring it on.
Okay, so way back then, let's say when the new millennium came in, like in the 2000s. Chips was 20 bob, and I remember when my mom used to come to town and buy for me chips, and I'm just like, what today?
Leondo ile day.
Leondo ile siku.
Leondo ile.
And you'll hear a lot more millennials saying how, like, their favorite foods or foods that these days,
yeah,
asoko man chapo. You know, okay, maybe it's because also as we weren't at it that well.
And you don't like chapo
at all. But such foods were treats. But yeah, that's on lifestyle.
But it makes sense, yeah.
First of all, can we talk about the way we talk?
Yeah.
I think I keep telling Michelle this all the time. She's like, da 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 da, period. And that's on, it's giving.
And you're like, and it's I'm giving like, what?
What is it giving? You know, I'm like, finish your sentence.
That statement is actually done. When done. I say your hair is giving.
Yeah. So it
period.
Means like it's good. These days I've learned.
Yeah.
But yeah, just the way we talk, I think it's very interesting. The only
that's true.
The only one I've never gotten used to is now Sheng. Where Sheng
is ours and yours, yeah?
Yes, it's so different. Don't you think so? Yours is difficult. Yours is hard.
Yours too. First of all, I feel like yours is out of touch because yesterday, Lynette is our boss, and I hope she listens to this. She tells me, I tell her, I was gonna put tea for you. I don't know what was happening, but she says, hata sikuwa nimenyita. I'm like, girl, mbona unaniongelesha kimeru? And I just love how we can like relate to our bosses like that. Yeah, we thank the Lord. But I'm like, mbona unaniongelesha kimeru? And like, she's like, no,
it's
that's
Sheng.
And I'm like, I've never ever heard of that word ever in my life.
Yeah.
I actually thought that was kimeru.
It's not kimeru.
You know?
No, that's Sheng. That's Sheng for us. As guys still say, Ruabe, Ashu, such things. Like
Hashu. Is it Ashu? Oh, no. Oops, sorry. What is Hashu? I mean, what? What is Ashu?
Someone help Michelle. Me, I think. I'm
no, for real, though. You don't know, right?
No, I know. No. No, so,
yeah.
Ruabe, I remember. Is I think 500 bob.
Rubber is 200 bob. Actually, rubber is 200 bob. I was
is
right.
It?
What were you saying?
I've let down my millennials. 500
is punch.
Yes.
Come on.
So you think even more than me?
Yeah.
Okay, sawa.
Okay,
I'm
and
sorry.
Ashu?
Ashu, I think it's 10 bob.
Ashu is in 5 bob.
No. Kobole is 5 bob.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
10. Ashu is 10.
Ashu is 10. Where did you get that? On Google?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So shout out to Google.
But yeah, that was another point. That guys, millennials don't come at me.
No. We are gonna come for you. That's exactly what we are gonna do. Mm-hmm. Another difference.
Talk to me.
That I need to highlight here, guys, and especially if you're watching or listening in. As a millennial, why is your contract saying 8 hours, 9 to 5, and then you'll come at 8:30? And then leave at 7 p.m. Uh-huh. I just want to understand that.
There's just work to do.
No. Okay. And us, are we just here to joyride? Okay, so that's what you're saying.
You see, you're creating your own work-life balance. Yeah. Yes. Millennials, we really struggle with work-life balance. But I swear
you do, yeah?
we try as hard as we can. Mainly because we were just taught hard work and
Please.
Hard work to us. Those days when we're being taught is you need to stay a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Do
extra.
So we're generally trying to like disassociate ourselves from that. But I promise that's how we were taught. Like for me, like I'm not advocating for like an unhealthy work-life balance, by the way. I don't want to be cancelled. So
we shadow cancel
yeah.
you.
So we're trying, like my dad, he used to leave, so he used to work at the airport, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he used to leave home. This is sides Kilimani. Toka nyumbani 5 a.m. Because traffic on Mombasa Road was just...
Oh my God, then, right? Crazy.
Yeah.
I wasn't born
airport.
Even, but yeah.
Get to the airport and he'd spend the entire day. And the next time we see him is 5 minutes to news time. You know? So, number one, first of all, yeah, probably the distance part played a part. But, like... That's just how we saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's how we saw it. So we're like, yeah. But let me tell you something. These days, I try to make sure that I'm out when I need to be.
I love that.
Yeah. Another thing I guess I notice about you guys.
Yeah.
You guys are fearless. I don't know where it comes from, but wow, it's so admirable. Like you guys just come and you're like,
move
I'm
that.
In the building.
Yeah.
So to Nadu, you have such incredible confidence. That I think us millennials, maybe we take time to build.
Mm.
So we're a little bit more conservative with our confidence, but you guys are more out there with it. Then
can I just chip in somewhere?
Sure.
On when you asked where do we get the fearlessness from?
Mm-hmm,
I personally,
yeah.
and also my friends, it's also how we've been brought up. Let me tell you, at home, I have been brought up as the baby who talks and speaks up.
Yeah.
If I see something ain't right, you should talk about it. My mom. Oh, yeah. And no, say me about it. You
that's
know,
good.
That's just how I've been
wired okay.
since like birth,
okay.
you know. And so it's so easy for me to do it like here outside. It's so easy for me to hit the streets with my placard.
As we were told, yes. Open up. No, we
actually
told open up.
Really?
Okay, at least in my household.
Okay.
We're told open up. Now, what they do with that information after you open up is what catches you off guard sometimes.
Like, oh,
so you're like, wait.
Wait a damn minute.
You know? Yeah? That's the big difference. You know?
That's so
the major, major difference. But yeah, honestly, we're also told, yeah, open up. Tell me what the issue
is. Yeah.
Now, when you interpret you after that.
That's their parents are like, that's not on me. That's you.
When it comes to friendships, okay, I feel like I'll just keep saying how you guys are so fearless. But
anyway,
I don't know if you have trouble with friendships, like creating new connections? Or is that like a personality thing?
I think it's a... Girl, I'm an extrovert.
Ah, okay.
I'll lose a friend today and have another one like in the next minute.
Okay.
So,
because you know how... why.
But let me take that back.
Yeah.
It's acquaintances.
Oh,
not...
not like
friends, you know.
Okay.
Like, I'm big on that. Mimi, I'll just make acquaintances. But close friends, I think it's hard to make, as you mentioned. So, yeah. Go on.
Mm-hmm. There was a time I went for, what was it? I think I went for, what was it called? Wine festival. Mm-hmm. Was, no,
hey.
Gin festival.
Chana.
Something.
Hey! This channel, please.
It was a gin festival.
EABL.
And what's up? And and they were just, you know, okay, girls are usually very friendly with each other anyway. But they were this young, I could tell for sure they had to be Gen Z. And they came to me. Like,
when was that?
Babe. It was Kitambo, some time back.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, babe, how are you? Nini, let me take your photo. You look so good. Yeah. I was like, and they weren't boozed. I can attest. They were not boozed. Nini, me, I'm just over there. Me and my millennial sister are just like, oh, lolo, what is going on? You know, and
they weren't boozed. Let me even write that vocabulary down. Boozed.
Yeah. So I felt maybe it might be a difference. But anyway, it's okay.
Yeah.
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 You go ahead.
So they were like, you wouldn't do that.
No. We're very conservative. We're cautious. Does that make sense?
Yes.
We're cautious.
Oh, that makes sense because now you have mentioned about how you guys are brought up.
Yeah, we're very like, cautious.
Oh, what goes out, what you say, yeah. How you say it.
Even parenting. Sometimes yeah. I look at like my siblings who are parents.
Parents, yeah.
And it's very different from how we were brought up. Mm. I think they're very careful not to repeat similar things. Mm. They're very like extra careful, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm. All right. But I also think some of the stuff we mentioned here are based on personalities for real.
Kidogo. Yeah, for
definitely.
Sure. For sure. Mm. Yeah.
Okay, I have a mental health point, but before I go there, because that's like kind of deep, I'm going to talk about social media.
Sure.
And I'm going to ask you a question. Why do you still show me videos from you from Facebook? You're like,
I knew this was coming.
Can I?
I knew this was coming.
Like, Michelle, because I'm picturing you looking at the phone like this. I hope you're seeing it. You see how moms and dads look at phones when you give them, like, and with their brightness up, you're like, Michelle, look at this video. The video isn't even funny. Velma is laughing her tummy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, why are you still watching stuff from Facebook?
Facebook was our number one social media platform.
When was that?
When's, 2000 and... it was a while back.
2000
so,
and?
I don't remember. So there was MySpace, first of all. I never got on MySpace, though.
What's that? MySpace.
It was one of the first social media platforms. So
oh, it wasn't on Facebook.
It was it's like a different one. Yeah. So there was MySpace. I never joined MySpace though.
Yeah.
Then there was Facebook at that time. Now when Facebook came, wow.
Fire motor pondy fire.
TikTok has come.
Yeah.
That was now our moment. And we'd like to like, you know, send each other stuff on Facebook.
Yeah.
Or like those days, it used to be a competition of how many followers you could get. It wasn't, there was no ati branding. Ati, I want to get followers ati so that I can get this job for social media.
It was just and for me to be normal.
It was literally for social purposes. Mm. Although that was a little bit vain, looking for just followers.
Yeah.
And if you had the most followers, you were popular. And guys were like, wow. Oh
really?
My gosh, look at you. And then there was this really weird feature called poking.
Bruh.
Don't ask too much into it. Even me, I never understood it.
Poking?
Yeah. There was poking. And then another.
So like.
Yeah.
Wait, just also explain it again.
Mm-hmm.
Poking like this.
Like poking, like proper
so,
poking.
Is it like just typing to someone, poked you, poked ya?
No, there was like a proper like button.
Like how you have...
you can go like post, there was like a button for poking.
Oh,
and
hell
then you
nah.
go and then now it will tell you, okay, Sana, who do you want to poke? And then now you put like...
So now, what is that?
I don't
so
know.
So if like I poke you, what does that mean? Does that mean like I have a crush on you or...
No, it was...
Honestly, is this booking?
Know what the it was such a useless feature. Maybe that's why it's not even there anymore. It was honestly just a useless feature.
Most definitely, because that's why it's not there anymore. Because why would you poke me?
I know.
I'd block you. Like, get out of my poke.
Because if you get someone that you don't like poking, you're like...
Like, get out.
You know?
Kwenda uko.
But one thing we really, really used to do... I don't know why I'm so excited about this Facebook mini story, by the way.
Yeah.
But anyway...
The age is showing, but it's all right. Uh-huh.
One thing we used to do...
Yeah.
We used to be like... A squad, right? And then if you're in the squad, now you name yourselves something, right?
Oh, so my God.
You see the way, you see the way, like in the States, like there's A$AP Rocky, So that was it for us. So we used to be called Velma, CG. Think of a name. I can't say what our name was because... Oh, I'm too embarrassed.
Just say. Like, yeah, we listen, like, but we don't judge. We judge.
They definitely judge. So, maybe like Velma, the sweet babes. We were being social. Honestly, I feel like we were being social. And then, like, the guys used to have, like, John, them boys, you know, someone, and yeah, and then you know, now you're part of a crew, so you feel like you're part of like a million. Why are you laughing at me? I'm so passionate.
You are, it's a fact that you're super passionate while explaining it.
Because that's what was the in thing.
Ain't no way that was an in thing at one point. Oh my God.
It really was, and we used to have so much fun with it.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and then maybe like you'd find like, because those days we used to chill in malls. Just going to stand.
No, wait.
Doing absolutely nothing. Just.
You'd go and chill in the mall. Yeah. Like literally just stand.
Yeah, my mom used to tell me, you know, auntie so and so saw you in the mall standing. Like, I will not accept my child to be loitering.
Wait. So you used to dress up.
Yeah.
And go to the mall to just stand.
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't. Window shop, you'd stand.
The point was, so and so saw me. Oh, I was my. In the building.
Oh,
let
my
me tell
God.
You, it was like celebrity. Oh, it was like
God.
Our own version
you
of celebrity
guys,
culture.
That explains a lot because you guys are weird. No.
It was a thing. It was a thing like,
oh God.
I want to do what the popular people are doing.
So that is what popular people used to do.
And they were like, oh my gosh. Yeah, Velma was at Junction. Oh my gosh.
I saw her. Yeah.
We never used to do anything.
Oh my God. Not even like buy food.
With what money?
Oh my God. Yeah, you
guessed it. We're broke at money. With what money?
But you know what? This has totally reminded me three things you've said. Uh-huh. So there is... I hope I haven't cut you short.
No.
I was hoping you said yes. And I was like, Kwenda uko. Anyway, for the followers, also us on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I joined Instagram in 2015. Mm. I think that's when Instagram, I think, started getting famous and popular. Mm. So, also us, it was the amount of followers you had.
Oh, yeah.
How do you have 200 followers and you're talking to me? I have 500. Can you get some more? Then we can't. We are not the same people. We are not the same. Another thing is also for the names. Mm-hmm. There was a point I was informed to, and everyone on Instagram had either, and I hope these guys allow me to say this, Mariah. M-A, instead of L, you replace.
Oh,
yeah. So it used to be Mariah wa... Islands wa Kilimani wa Kileleshwa wa nini. Do you remember? And then came the Nika one. So NICCUR.
Uh-huh.
Nika wa Islando. Nika wa Jontes. Alafu came the Jontes Mpendaregi. Have you seen those ones? Am I a Gen Z thing?
No, I've seen.
Gen Z. Ati Michelle
Mpendaregi. Gen Z.
Michelle Mpenda Drama. Michelle Mpenda DJ Khalid.
Okay.
That was also weird, right? Okay. But no,
you see, it's what is there, and you just want to like follow the trends. Let me tell you, I think that led us to our jobs right now. We can analyze.
Oh
trends.
My god, yeah. Oh yeah, we definitely can. We can analyze trend and though. Actually make you trend. Right. Period. Uh-huh. Mental health. Let me allow you to give me a point, and then now we can go to mental health, right?
Yes. So, let me see.
Mm-hmm. Or should I go ahead?
Go ahead.
Okay,
go ahead.
Sasa. Mm. So, on mental health, I don't know if I'll be gusaing Murima, but I don't think... what I've seen is Gen Z's prioritize mental health more than you guys. Mm-hmm. Like, this work ain't for me. I'm gonna resign. And we've seen it here. Mm. We've seen it everywhere else. We've seen it online, people resigning from their jobs, you know. If I'm not feeling well, I'm gonna take a break. And if you don't roll with that, well, kwende uko.
It's
now,
wende
ulilie uko. It's definitely a you problem. Compared to you guys,
yeah.
Where you actually are feeling like, the world is ending, but you're gonna still push yourself to come to the office.
Mm.
Or not even just office money, you know, just to do life, to live life.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I get what you're saying.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
I do understand what you're saying. Mm-hmm. So I think for me, I'll probably come from a personal experience, because I think mental health is more of a personal experience.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, guilt ridden.
Mm-hmm.
That's the word I'd use. It's more of a guilt thing.
Mm-hmm.
Am I giving enough?
Mm-hmm.
Is this too much? Is this not enough? Where can I help?
Just come closer to the mic.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what I was saying is, it's more of a guilt ridden thing,
mm-hmm.
in my opinion. Is it enough that I've given? Is it not enough? Like, you know, that's what I would say maybe confuses us a little bit. And then just prioritizing mental. I'll go a little bit into a personal story.
I love this song. Uh-huh.
So for me, there was a point, I think 2019 there. Mm-hmm. There was a point I felt very exhausted. I was very exhausted, and I never used to understand why. I was like, this is not making sense, mm. you know. Like, I'm sleeping, I've taken leave, I have...
Was that the COVID period?
Yeah, just before COVID,
mm-hmm.
just before COVID.
Mm-hmm.
I've done everything. What's the problem? You know, like, things that naturally would give me rest or whatever I need. Because I thought I was just tired.
Mm.
And it wasn't going away, as in at all. Like, the feeling was just chill.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is this? Then in that moment, I was like, yeah, maybe I need to see a therapist. I don't know. Maybe there's some things that I'm holding on to that I don't know. And in that moment, I was like, okay, I'll go see a therapist. No problem. So I went to a facility. And I was like, hiya, so these are my problems. This is how I'm feeling. First of all, it was very weird because, you see... It was because number one, I'm very private, so I'm like, why will this person judge me? Like, why are they showing my business like that? You know, but I was just like, you know what, just do it, or whatever. Because I'm okay personally, I'm open minded to certain things. And I was like, you know what, it's a health thing anyway, it's not anything. So I went and I opened up, and at the end of that session, this is my very first time. The guy's like, okay, so I'm going to prescribe antidepressants, and I'm also going to prescribe anti-anxiety meds. I was like, hey, hold on.
Like, immediately after the first
session.
Hey, yo.
And I was like, aye. So I was like, okay, you're not the professional here, but still.
Mm, yeah.
This is not making sense. Mm. But I said, you know what, let me go through whatever treatment option I've been given. So I remember I went and got my meds. And I took one pill. It was like a small one.
Yeah.
It was like 10 milligrams, uh-huh. if I'm not wrong.
They give you the good stuff.
Let me tell you. I felt like I was out. It was like out of body. I couldn't feel.
Are you being for real?
When I say out of body, maybe someone may think it's like, okay. It's like psychedelic. But no.
It's not? Like, okay.
Like my stomach. My stomach started churning. And I'd eaten and all these things. My stomach started churning. I was feeling. I actually. Like within. It was too strong. Basically is what I'm trying to say.
Okay. I want to know what you felt. Like apart from. I felt. Did you. Yeah.
My stomach was churning. Uh-huh. I felt a little bit dizzy as well. I felt a little bit dizzy and a little bit hazy. Then I felt like I wanted to throw up, but not really. Like my body, I felt like my body was shutting down. Really kind of feeling like kind of shut down. So I was like, I'm going to go home. So I excused myself from work. I went home. Then I just made the decision not to take the medication anymore. And I called my doctor and I was like, I'm not taking
this stuff. I'm not taking this stuff.
So please note, I've not done a psychometric test, which by the way is normally one of the first things that you're supposed to do when you go to therapy. I've not done one. So then I just switched therapists. Sorry. Mm-hmm. I went now to a different facility. Yeah. And I was like, okay, so XYZ. So they took me to the psychometric test and etc. And they're like, yeah. So the final diagnosis for them was it was just severe depression and PTSD.
Sorry.
So, yeah. So no, it's okay. It's okay.
But you want a hug? Good.
No, I'm okay.
When now go. Okay, I got you.
Mm-hmm. Let's be strong. Okay. I'm joking. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so it was severe depression and PTSD. So basically, it was
PTSD is post-trauma. Okay. Yeah,
so mm-hmm. it was PTSD, very very severe, then now developed into depression. So both of them basically at the same time. Mm-hmm. And from there now, they're like, you don't need medication, but you do. Mine was situational. It wasn't clinical depression.
Okay.
It was situational. So from there now. Now I started now going for more sessions and I got better. What was the first point of this story?
we've gone so deep, and I feel like I really need to definitely have a conversation with probably a psychiatrist regarding that, especially because it's something it's happening. Yeah. You know, people are getting depressed. People call us the depressed generation, you know.
But you guys have pressure. You have a lot of pressure in this economy. Let's just start. I think that's probably one of the main.
But it's affecting everybody. Things. No.
No, but you guys have come into this economy. This very tough
that. Yeah.
Economy.
Yeah, this is like our first time working. Mm. This is our first payroll. Unalipo, unakatwa. Like.
And you're like, what is going on?
Okay, what's going on? Yeah. Did I like wake up with the government and come and to the office with the government and? Work to the government
there, and you're just like, I need to have like 3 jobs at a go, to be able to even
real. Yeah.
So it's a real thing.
Let me tell you, this brings me to my other point of payment via exposure. And I'm just gonna raise my eyebrow.
Let's talk about it.
Why do you want to pay me with exposure? You know right what? Now, that's exposure is everywhere.
Difference. This one is a similarity, a pain point, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why do you want to pay me via exposure? Like, just give me my money. give me my money. I'm working very hard at that, you know.
And I think that's now the shifting conversation now these days. Mm. Because before then, you know, there was kind of like a monopoly.
Yeah.
Like, this is how we run things and this is how things run. Mm. And this is how we're going to do it. But I feel maybe now with the way guys have gotten more educated in their worth, people understand their worth now. And they're just like, Zee, I know what I'm bringing to the table.
But you know now... Mm. Yes, I know my worth, but I still need to build that CV.
You do need to.
I still need to, you know, and that's the only opportunity I'm getting, and it's they want me to do it for free.
Yeah.
I honestly think it should never be you're getting into an internship or you're a trainee and you're doing it for free. That's unfair.
No, you shouldn't. If you're getting any form, especially in an established institution, you should always be paid.
And also you just
compensated.
Yeah. Yeah. And also the gig economy, what we are doing right now as Gen Zs and also as millennials, you expect me to come and twanga a good video for you, edit it nicely. I'm not a pro, fine, like you're my first ever client, thank you. But because I'm your first ever client, I do it for free. Nilipe ata tuma fair now to make ready. Right? Like,
yeah, but I think you have to pick and choose as well.
Yeah.
Cause think of it. Let's even use NMG as an example.
Mm-hmm.
NMG is a well established institution. If I am, first of all, they do pay their interns. I just wanna say that.
Yeah.
But if you come here, you have 500 followers.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I know nikionekana kwa ile TV. Kwa sababu even when we look at guests who are invited, maybe like an upcoming artist, and you love go to that. The comment section and you're seeing like, oh my gosh, I know this person. That's maybe something to think about in terms of exposure. Mm. Like if I am a guest coming to expose something, you know, that's the kind of exposure that I think you'll just be like, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need the payment.
I love that.
But anyway, yeah.
I totally love that. I think I'm done with my ninis. You know what I mean?
Your points.
My pointers. Yeah. But also there's this thing about money.
Mm.
And do you think, of course there's a difference between who saves better, who's like into side jobs, because let me tell you, I have a friend, OMG, she's a lecturer, she works for a media house, she does some stuff, she has a laundromat, she has another, she's a millennial, she has like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 streams of income, and I'm like, how do you do? And she's in school, she's pursuing a PhD, and I'm like, how? Hey, you guys are built different, because I cannot believe doing all those 6 things at once. I feel like my brain will burst. Now, is that like a personality thing, or it's also how you guys were brought up? You guys were brought up as like strong women, and you know, and you can persevere through it all, you know. Kwa milima na mabonde.
We do have an endure it all attitude sometimes.
By the way, you do.
We tend to have an, just endure it. Just go through it. Just, you've never had people say, jikaze tu. Yeah, jikaze.
It's the last time I had that, it definitely came from a Gen Z. I mean, from a millennial. Yeah. Jikaze tu. Iyo ndio maisha. Kweli ndio maisha. Kweli.
Nihi kweli.
Nihi kweli. You know. Yeah.
But yeah. If she can handle it, if she has assistance, I mean, sure, I wouldn't advocate for her to break down.
Mm.
But I think you just have to be a little bit smarter with it.
Work smart. Not hard.
Yeah. If period. I mean, it's also just an individual thing.
Yeah.
If I have three streams of income, and they bring me just the same as her.
Yeah. Period. We are sorry, Basi. Smart worker. Smart joker. Do you have anything else to share? I heard you came research back. And point back.
Trying to be shady.
And, you know, so.
I think within our conversation, my point has also, we spoke about it. So.
All right. I've had such a good time with you. It's always a bomb with you. Did I mention we work together, by
yes,
the way?
Yes, we do.
We definitely work together. We are social media engagement producers, if I should add that.
Yeah.
We work for Nation Media Group. And if you need help with social media, Velma and I are your buds. Don't look any further. And thank you so much for listening. And thank you so much for joining me here, Velma.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me. I've really enjoyed myself.
Thank you. Have a good one. Please catch me on my socials at namasaka__ and Velma
_Barasa.
All right. Thank you so much. Bye. See ya.